Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Hello, America. Happy Saturday. Welcome to the Saturday edition of John Solomon Reports. Hey, we've got a great show for you. I'm serious. We got some really good ones. Senator Ron Johnson, a man who a couple of years ago was being portrayed as a conspiracy theorist for the investigation he did alongside of Senator Grassley about Hunter Biden, about Joe Biden, about the Ukraine allegations. And today, Senator Johnson's information has been authenticated five ways from Sunday. And he's going to kick off our show with a very powerful, I believe, a very powerful discussion about the state of this country, the state of disinformation, the failure of the FBI to take very serious allegations seriously or to investigate them thoroughly like they did for other political leaders of the past. Ron Johnson's going to kick us off. We're really super excited about that. In the second part of the show, we're going to bring in Congressman Corey Mills. He is a lawmaker that when he saw the Biden State Department unable to rescue Americans from Israel during the early Hamas war, he went himself. That's right. He went himself and rescued Americans. He brought them back himself. He put himself in harm's way. He's a former special operator and military man. That is an amazing story. And he's going to tell it to us firsthand. He'll also give us his own insights into what he believes is going on with the new speaker, Mike Johnson, with the future of the war in Israel and the possibility of a regional conflict. And then we'll finish up with a really fun two-part segment. Earlier in the week, Amanda and I had a chance to sit down with an incredible Christian singer, Annie Hoyer. She's got a big concert coming up at the Kennedy Center here in Washington. It's rare for any Christian music artist to get that venue. That is a big and prestigious venue. And Annie Hoyer is going to describe why that happened, what's going to happen at the event, why Jim Caviezel, the great actor who played Jesus, is going to be there. And then she'll finish up with a little performance of one of her band's great songs. And I think you'll love that presentation. We don't get a chance to play much music on this show, but today's the day we can kick it back and enjoy a presentation from the Annie Hoyer Band, which I think you'll enjoy enormously. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Senator Ron Johnson up first. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Angie's List is now Angie, A-N-G-I, the nation's largest home services marketplace. And they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project is, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. That's what you want, right? I'm thinking about building out my basement in my cabin. I've been perusing Angie, looking for just the right contractor to get it done the way my wife and I want it done. Now, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and right in your neighborhood. That's important, right? You can do comparative shopping. Get started today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and the website are free to use. Angie.com or the Angie app. Go check it out today.
Welcome back, everybody. There is no doubt, and the polling shows it, that the Biden administration has been bungling practically every single move. Bidenomics has decreased the value of our dollar. There are now attacks being waged against U.S. military bases in the Middle East. And you just heard Chairman Comer talk about unraveling the latest loan repayment scheme between the Biden brothers. And while the House remains leadership-less, many Republican senators signed on to a letter to leaders Schumer and McConnell advocating against holding up aid to Israel in order to leverage more funding for Ukraine. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson signed on to that letter and can talk to us more about that and so much more. Senator, good to see you. Thank you for being here.
Hello, Amanda. Hello, John.
Good, sir.
Sir, I found it to be interesting that in his speech on Friday night, in his address to the nation, Joe Biden linked aid for Ukraine and aid to Israel. I don't think that those two things are equal resemble each other as far as priorities for the United States at all. But can you tell us about the contents of that letter, why you decided to sign on to it? And if you agree, do you think they're equal?
Well, they're obviously different. One has almost universal support. The other one is more controversial. I know that the Biden administration, I know that leadership equally wants both. But the fact of the matter is, that's not necessarily where the American public is. And those of us who represent the American public, we've got some skepticism over spending more money defending Ukraine's borders than our own. And so by trying to link, again, the reason our children's future is mortgaged is this is what Washington does, the Uniparty does day in and day out, is they link popular spending with a bunch of unpopular spending just to get across the finish line. Well, let's face it, almost all spending is popular, but the spending that we need versus stuff that we don't need, and that's how we mortgage our kids' future. So this is just another example of that. I certainly hope that they separate those. We can pass, you know, whatever. And first of all, we should probably have some scrutiny over what Israel actually needs rather than just throw a bunch of money at them. Let's actually go through that somewhat thoughtfully. And then we can take up the border issue. At least the administration is now admitting that, you know, we just might have a problem with potential terrorists crossing the border with hundreds of thousands of other people per month. Again, you can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't. And you have been warning about the border from the moment Joe Biden thought of running for president and all throughout his presidency. We have this San Diego field office intel bulletin that came out today, situational awareness bulletin. I'm sure the guys will throw it on air. Foreign fighters of Israel-Hamas conflict may potentially be encountered at the southwest border. I know it's not rocket science to think this, but it really is a reminder of just how much we've left our border wide open the last couple of years. So your reaction to that?
Well, first of all, you have to realize in the probably around 6 million people that have come to this country illegally and are staying, about 1.7 million of those individuals are what they call known gotaways. Now, we don't know who these people are. We just detected them. We counted them. And they're also in this country. You think that there might be a bad person or two, a terrorist too, in that 1.7 million people. So it's actually gobsmacking to have the administration only now come out and realize, hey, we might have a problem here. We've had a problem here for the entire Biden administration when they opened up the border.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Senator, this administration is just racked with scandal after scandal, maybe not even necessarily scandal, but economic strife, obviously foreign policy issues. When you look at the Biden administration and their response specifically to Joe Biden's foreign business dealings, how do you see that evolving up until now and towards the election?
Well, Senator Grassley and I laid out that vast web of foreign financial entanglements of the Biden crime family. it was obvious that a President Biden would be compromised. He is compromised. We maybe don't have all the information. I think Congressman or Chairman Comer is doing a great job of filling in pieces of the puzzle. But I know, I can tell you who does know all of his financial dealings. That'd be Chinese intelligence, Russian intelligence, North Korean intelligence, Iran intelligence. That compromises the president. So across the board, I've said this in the past, if you were asked to lay out a strategy to destroy this country, to weaken it, you couldn't implement a better plan than what President Biden and his henchmen are implementing in America. The open borders, the 40-year high inflation, a war on fossil fuel, the embarrassing and dangerous surrender of Afghanistan, which has emboldened people like Putin, the Ayatollahs, President Xi, just across the board, it's a disaster. But this is nothing new for Democrat governance. You know, you're talking about funneling tens of billions of dollars into the largest state sponsor of terror, Iran. Well, the Obama administration did that, and then the Biden administration just picked up where the Obama administration left off. So Democrat governance is a disaster for this country. And when America is weak, the world's a more dangerous place. And that is playing out on our TV screens as we speak.
Yeah, no, you are so right, sir. Back in 2020, I'm sure you heard a lot when you were the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, how much we were worried about intervention and disinformation in our elections. But 3 years later, it seems as though the largest disinformation artist may have been Joe Biden himself. He said he never did anything with his brother's business. Now we got a $200,000 check. He said the laptop was disinformation. It wasn't. He said they never got Chinese money. You proved they got Chinese money. Does the president deserve the label of disinformation artist, given all that we've learned that he lied to us about in 2020?
Well, he's a big fat liar. He always has been. We've known about it. The press has known about it. And, you know, I've also said it, as serious and as concerning as the Biden crime family corruption is, that scandal is, you know, even more concerning scandals are the corruption and complicity of federal law enforcement, the FBI, the Department of Justice, those intelligence community officials that signed on the letter. And then, of course, the complicit and corrupt and compliant media. You wouldn't have corrupt federal agencies if you had a media that was unbiased and holding both sides equally accountable. That's not what we have. So, again, we've got serious problems in this nation. And the fact that we don't have a free press that is largely unbiased is maybe the greatest of those problems.
Yeah, great point.
Yeah. And it's a huge disservice to the American people, because the American people as citizens aren't prepared for what could likely come. And just bouncing off something you said a moment ago, and with respect to the memo coming out from that San Diego field office, obviously it's a concern of terrorists coming through our completely wide open southern border. But tying that in with what you were speaking about a minute ago and Joe Biden's very compromised relationship, background, and history with China, it makes me wonder if this hasn't created the perfect environment in which China can strike Taiwan even more so than they already have as far as provocation.
Yeah, as I said earlier, when America is weak, the world is a more dangerous place. You know, our adversaries, you know, people that are opposed to freedom, that's when they're going to be on the march. They're going to take advantage of the situation. And that's what we're seeing across the board. I mean, I don't think Putin ever would have invaded Ukraine with President Trump in office. One example of weakness, one successful act of aggression leads to another. And so here we are now with Hamas thinking that they could go ahead and slaughter 1,400 Israelis. American citizens are included in that. By the way, just put that in perspective on a percentage of population, that'd be like slaughtering 50,000 Americans in one terrorist act. You can imagine how America would respond to that, which is why we have to support Israel's ability to defend itself and to wipe Hamas off the face of the earth.
Yeah, absolutely. Sir, we got about a minute left. I want to ask you real quickly. We have some pretty significant evidence going to make public tomorrow that the Justice Department was grabbing the phone records of many House and Senate investigators, Republican and Democrat alike, beginning in 2017. Basically, the overseeing, snooping on the overseers. I want to get just your reaction to that continued weaponization that we see day in and day out now.
Also, I talked about the corruption, the partisan actions of people generally high up in these federal law enforcement agencies. It's very concerning. You know, Senator Grassley and I were you know, subject to one of their operations where they gave us a unsolicited briefing, said we were targets of Russian disinformation, and gave us no evidence of that, and then leaked that to smear me during my 2022 Senate campaign as well. So,
right.
No, there's corruption at the top of these agencies. I still think most agents are, you know, committed patriots that want to keep this nation safe. But we've got a real problem at the head of these federal law enforcement agencies.
Folks, don't go anywhere. When we come back, Congressman Corey Mills, a man who went to Israel and rescued Americans himself, left Congress and went and rescued Americans because the State Department wasn't doing it. We're going to have that story right after these messages. Hey, folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully, you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down, my blood sugar is down, my weight's down, my health is up, my sleeping patterns are better, my metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family.
Welcome back, everybody. We're going to continue our conversation on Capitol Hill because we have another great guest to referee all this going on today. Florida Congressman Corey Mills serves on the House Armed Services Committee and Foreign Affairs Committees and voted for the newly minted Speaker Mike Johnson to be the chamber's next leader. He's also personally evacuated Americans from Israel when the Biden administration offered no immediate resources, solutions, or plans. He joins us now. Congressman, welcome back to the show, sir. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you as well, Amanda.
It's been a bleary 3 weeks without a speaker. Today was a good day. I know that up until today you had supported your Florida colleague Byron Donalds, but you flipped over to support Mike Johnson, as did all of your other Republican colleagues. What did it for you?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I don't think that we could have gone wrong with either Byron Donalds or with this new speaker, Mike Johnson. Both are very constitutionally principled. They are faith-based and they are ready to lead. You know, when I talked to Mike, one of the things I knew immediately is that he cared about the things the American people care about, the same things that my constituents in Florida's 7th District care about, securing our borders, strengthening our economy, making sure we support our allies, but getting back to an America First agenda that holds those accountable for the wrongs and the corruption that we've seen within this administration. That has been a key element for Mike Johnson, who sits on Judiciary. That's been a key element for Byron Donalds, who sits on Oversight. So again, these two gentlemen both possessed all the unique and diverse qualities that would make for a good speaker. We have a speaker, and we're ready to lead.
Yeah. Congressman, there is so much business that is lined up on the tarmac, ready to go. First up, I think a resolution to support Israel. You were just there. You saw the inability of our government to rescue people. You stepped into the void like you've done so many times in your career. Tell us what you saw there and why an expression of Congress of support is going to be so important.
Well, sadly, this isn't the first time that someone's had to step up and do the job for Biden. We saw the same thing in Afghanistan in 2021, recalling that our team and I actually conducted the very first successful rescue of Americans out of Afghanistan. Right. I knew that this administration had no strategy, no plan, and no prioritization to help save and rescue Americans abroad. So I took it upon myself to fly over right after votes, was able to utilize relationships I had cultivated over the last 20 years, giving into the fact that I also speak Arabic fluently, allowed me to go through and utilize and understand the land bridges. I'd been going through Jordan and that part of the world for over 20 years now. And so we were able to get in, able to save 32 on the very first day, 45 on the second day, as well as a few days later, get out Bill Huizinga, a representative from Michigan's son, Adrian. And I'm currently coordinating something that I'll be announcing on Friday that should see a massive amount of those who are stranded back here on U.S. soil and prioritizing American citizens. Again, I want to say this, and I've said it multiple times. The Biden administration, if they're unwilling to do their job, there are Americans who will actually step up and do it for them. And I can tell you with absolute certainty that the one person in the Oval Office doesn't define the American spirit or our job as elected officials. Yes. It is to basically ensure that we swear to govern and to actually protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. But it's also to guarantee the safety of American citizens abroad. And that's one of the actual responsibilities that I've never neglected, whether it was in uniform or whether it's here now in the House of Representatives.
Yeah, so true.
Congressman, I checked out the comments section on your Instagram post when you were talking about this rescue mission. And, you know, especially being about a year out from an election, we are having lots of conversations about kitchen table issues. And obviously, kitchen table issues, the economy, border security, national security, those are things that Americans think about when they're going to the ballot box. But even if it's not on our shores, on U.S. soil, when Americans see tangible results like what you did there on the ground in Israel, I think that that matters, too. And I did notice in the comments that there were some people who said, I don't even vote Republican. I've never voted Republican, but this is something that we love to see. Did it surprise you that there were some folks who supported you in this, even though they've never voted for you or even voted Republican at all? And did you have support from your Democrat colleagues as well?
Well, I didn't really get a chance. We did coordinate with all the offices within the House of Representatives. We've offered to go out. And when I rescue or try and go out and evac Americans, the last thing on my mind is what their party affiliation is. The last thing on my mind is whether or not they are in my district or in my state. They're Americans and they're in need. And that's actually the top priority. When it comes to those who voted for me, look, I won my seat with nearly 19 points above my Democrat opponent. The only way you can do that in R+5 is if we have other non-party affiliations and even some Democrats who actually come and vote for me. And look, I'm honored. Whether you vote for me, whether you don't vote for me, I'm honored to be here to be able to represent the American people. And that's ultimately what this is about. I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a conservative, but I'm an American first. And that's what really matters. And so I'm happy that people are looking at this and saying, hey, finally, someone's stepping up. Someone's being a statesman and acting, not a politician and talking. But I'll continue to do exactly what I think is right, which is to fight for the American people, whether it's here or abroad.
Yeah. Sir, there was so much talk after the failures in Afghanistan, and there was an after-action report in April. The Biden administration said, yeah, well, we got it wrong in Afghanistan, but we're going to get it right next time. They clearly were flat-footed. They had no plan. What's it going to take?
They're still flat-footed, John. That's the problem. They wouldn't even call Iran out, who are sponsoring Hamas in this, or the $6 billion unfreezable fungible assets, or the fact that China also plays a major role into this, who they consider a competitor, not an adversary. Again, they're flat-footed in every response. And like Secretary Gates said, who was appointed under the Obama-Biden administration, he's the one that said that Joe Biden is the only person he's ever met who is 100% wrong on foreign policy every single time. We're seeing that now. You're going to see more of these destabilizations in the Middle East. You're going to see more happening in Iraq, where we're having to now evacuate non-essential personnel. And you're going to see Hamas, Hezbollah, Kataib Hezbollah out of Iraq, Syrian forces, all of those coming forward because, again, weakness invites aggression, and no one has demonstrated more weakness in the world stage than Joe Biden.
Do you support taking a preemptive strike at Iran? Obviously, they've attacked our troops enough, 13, 14 times just in the last 10 days. What is the right message we could send to Iran, and does that include military action?
Well, right now, I am not prepared to go ahead and start saying that we are or we're not going to put military action. Yes, always we want to make sure that we put things on the table. We're not going to talk about our strategic goals here.
Right.
But I think that we have to go back to strong sanctions. We have to go back to diplomatic isolation. And we have to actually start going to China and those in the United Nations Security Council and saying, are you going to step up and do your job or are you not? If they're not, then why are we continuing to fund UN? Let's pull out of the UN. Let's go ahead and start holding our actual allies accountable who are part of the NATO that claims that they're going to do 2% of GDP, who never does. The bottom line is that I'm not going to continue to allow the taxpayers in America to shoulder the brunt responsibilities of all the global destabilization that's going on around the world.
Yeah, so important.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you about this resolution that you and Byron Donalds and Nicole Malliotakis have introduced, condemning the Biden administration for treating Americans in Israel essentially like equipment in Afghanistan, that is to say, just left behind. Have you heard from the Biden administration any specific plans, and I mean specific, about extracting the remaining Americans?
We've heard no plans. And in fact, many of the Americans that we actually got back are still being contacted by the State Department to ask where they are and to offer their assistance. This is the exact same thing in 2021 when Miriam and her three children that we had gotten out 2 weeks after she had been home got a text from the State Department letting her know that they're trying to schedule her a flight or a way out. So, no, there are no specifics. But here's my point. You mentioned cargo. You mentioned equipment. You know, the Biden administration was so quick to send a cargo plane over, or even Air Force One for that matter, to be able to drop off supplies and take photo ops and talk about diplomatic opportunities. You know what they didn't do? Put stranded Americans on any of those aircraft to ensure they got back. So again, this is the America Last agenda by the Biden administration. This is the, we're going to leave billions of dollars behind. We're going to unfreeze fungible assets. We're going to continue to strand Americans. When is it going to be the time that we prioritize the American people, the citizens, their freedoms, and also their safety, secure our own borders, and start thinking about how we get back to an America First agenda?
Yeah, so important, sir. Speaker Johnson has a history of really putting his money where his mouth is and trying to cut government, in not being afraid to confront Democrats, not conciliate, but actually try to gain some ground for them. What do you expect from the Johnson speakership in the next few months?
Well, I expect action. One of the things about Speaker Johnson is that he is a person of action and not talk. We saw this in the judiciary. I know he's going to move forward to supporting the necessary subpoenas that James Comer, that Jason Smith, and that Jim Jordan have been continually looking at. I know that he's going to look at actually getting economic growth strategy by having our economic commission in place, or our budget commission, I should say. And I know for a fact that he's going to look at securing our border, which is the top issue for all Americans right now. We want secure borders. We want safe communities. We want our children to be protected. And we want to make sure we have more money in our pocket and stop the runaway spending. And I think that Speaker Johnson is more than up for that challenge. And one of the things that he looks at is a member-driven, not speaker-driven solution that decentralizes power and returns it to the people.
Folks, one more good segment to go. Annie Hoyer, Christian music artist, soon to play in the nation's capital at the Kennedy Center, one of the most prestigious places in the world to play. Annie Hoyer is going to join us, tell us about the concert, about her band, and she's going to do a live performance for us so that we can enjoy the music that she makes in the Christian music space today. That's next after these messages.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody. Over the last few weeks, it seems like viewers of mainstream media only ever get bad news. But truthfully, there are so many good things going on in the world, and there's also so much talent that God has blessed us to have to share with one another. And our next guest tonight comes from a family of Nashville-raised, Juilliard-trained performers who bring people of all cultures and backgrounds together. This year, the Annie Moses Band will celebrate the 20th anniversary of their foundation and their mission to reclaim the arts for the glory of God. In just over a week, singers, instrumentalists, and non-performers are going to gather at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. with the band to perform Rejoice and Unify. Joining us to talk about their milestone weekend is the front woman of the family band. She is Annie of the Annie Moses Band. Welcome to the show.
Hello there, Amanda. Hi, John. Thank you for having me.
Annie, I think of some of these iconic venues in America. Out here in L.A., we have the Walt Disney Music Hall. In New York, of course, you have Carnegie. But Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. ranks up there among those here in the United States. This is so exciting for you. Tell us about this upcoming performance.
Well, we're very excited. The Annie Moses Band is a unique group because God's given us the opportunity to stand in a unique space where classical trained musicians and study at the Juilliard School. Our parents, Bill and Robin Wolliver, are award-winning songwriters. We love making music together and consider our primary calling helping to raise up and inspire a new generation of godly excellence in young artists and performers. And that's what we've done in the music of the Annie Moses Band. But we've been able to stand in these kind of unique spaces. We've had several PBS specials or performed in Carnegie Hall or the Grand Ole Opry House. And that's always so exciting. But it's especially important if you're a believer, because Jesus asked us to occupy until he comes again. And part of occupying is for people of faith to stand on stages and exist in spheres of influence and to do that for his kingdom. And so this is an exciting event because we hope to do that at the Kennedy Center in DC. You know, we're going to be basically exactly 1 year from the day of the presidential election. We're joined by Jim Caviezel for this event and Clay Walker. So it's going to be a very epic night where Christians from all over the U.S. are going to be unifying under this mantle of prayer and penitence. And so we're excited to see how the Holy Spirit will meet that moment.
It's going to be an exciting night here in D.C. And I think about this moment that you enter into the city. There's so much turmoil in the world. There's so much turmoil in this city. There's turmoil right down the street from the Kennedy Center at the Capitol right now. What's an important message for America's leaders that they can listen to and absorb from this extraordinary event when it happens next month?
Yeah, well, you know, the project itself is called Under the Tree of Life, and all of the music in the project are beautiful original settings of some of the most impacting and beautiful prayers and scriptures that we have Christians have fed off of for generations. So we have songs like prayers like the prayer of St. Francis or 1 Corinthians 13 or Psalm 23. But I think the most important song on the project is a setting of 2 Chronicles 7:14, which says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land." And I think that when we look at our world, you know, we want to see global changes. We want to see national changes. We want to see cultural changes. But that obviously is a change that happens heart to heart and spirit to spirit. And so I think for us to be believers who are committed to excellence in their craft, raising up our voices to glorify the Lord, but also to pray these prayers, to sing them on stages of influence, is really important in the times in which we live. And we hope that it will be a catalyst for revival in the next year.
I love that. Annie, I love the culture of classical training in your family, obviously specific to your family, Juilliard, but whether it's Juilliard or Berkeley or FSU or Indiana or any of these other universities and conservatories across America, I know one thing, and it's that within those schools of music and those fine art schools, it's very secular. At best, I will say, at best, you could describe it as secular. How has your family managed to go through the classical music machine and come out the other side still with such an incredible faith?
Well, I think that there were, you know, the Lord took us on quite a journey. You know, our mother, Robin, was an Olympic level practicer when we were very young. And so we were very, really prodigy level players in many respects when we were very young. And so we found ourselves in the pre-college division of the Juilliard School right around the time of 9/11. 9/11 was our final year in New York during that season. And God had impressed upon us this longing and a desire to make music together, make music that would be relevant to his kingdom. You know, skill is such a powerful thing. And we live in a time in which the arts are more prevalent and more powerful than they've ever been. And yet they are also the greatest perpetrators of darkness in the times in which we live. And we were just seeing the very first little taste of that, you know, in the early 2000s of what that was going to look like. And so the Annie Moses Band, from the time I was really in high school, we believed that God had a calling for us. And that first was in the making of, you know, the Annie Moses Band and the music we were making together. But that ended up really diversifying in a unique way. We run a nonprofit now. We have a summer institute. We have a conservatory of music in Nashville, where we work with over 100 young people that come from 7 or 8 different states for artist development. And then we produce television shows like The Wonderful World of Benjamin Cello, which is a really incredibly well-received children's program. So we do all sorts of things because we believe that the point of being, like, I'm a violinist and I'm a singer, and it's great to play violin, it's great to sing, but really, those are just tools for you to be a great communicator in the culture in which we live, and that we want to be that voice for the kingdom in this culture.
How important. It's awesome.
Amen. Annie, very quickly before we let you go, where can people find out about the performance at Kennedy Center and just about your band in general?
Absolutely. You can get tickets, obviously, at the Kennedy Center's website. But if you go to AnnieMosesBand.com or our nonprofit's website, AnnieMoses.org.
Well, we've got a great way to end the show tonight. We're very lucky to cap off tonight's with a show with a musical performance in the New World by the Annie Moses Band. This is going to be a fun way to go out tonight.
The sunlight finds the water. The
right, folks, that wraps up our Saturday edition of John Solomon Reports. A big thank you to Ron Johnson, Corey Mills, and Annie Hoyer. What a great combination, and what a great song from Annie to enjoy this beautiful Saturday in the autumn of 2023. We'll be back with a Sunday brunch edition tomorrow. Until then, God bless you and have a great night. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.